Hi, this is Michael O'Brien. I'm filling in for Roland this morning, and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. My guest is Randy Tieford, and Randy is here to talk about the SoCo Singer-Songwriter Competition that's coming up. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Nice to be here. I appreciate it.
So, Randy, we were just talking about your history. You've been in the area for a long time, doing music, doing sound.
Yeah.
How did you get started? What was your
first that's a question event? Right there. Actually, I moved up here years ago, I guess about 1974, to live and work with a couple of guys. Some people know Rob and Bill Turner, who ended up opening up the company EMG Electronics and turned it into a multi-million dollar corporation in our county. They opened the door for me to get up here. And from there, I've spent most of my time, almost all of it, frankly, in the entertainment business, which is kind of unusual in this county for anybody.
Right.
But yeah, I've been involved in, I guess, four nightclubs in our area through this last 30 years. The original Magnolias in Railroad Square, Studio Cafe in Santa Rosa and Mendocino. That was a blessing. First cable radio station in North Bay. And that opened the doors for a lot of things, didn't it?
Yes,
and the end of the beginning for 3 years, doing booking and sound there for all the Rough House kid shows from Sonoma State. And the last 15 years at the Mystic Theater as chief engineer, production manager, and finally wrapping up my retirement at the Redwood Cafe, where I'm digging in with Michael McCullough and a great crew over there for shows. And that's where we're holding and staging our Sonoma County Singers and Songwriter Competition.
Well, tell us about that. What is the SoCo or the Sonoma County Singer-Songwriter Competition?
I've had to try to shorten this down. I call it the SoCo Comp.
I like.
At this point, we all know we're singers and songwriters. Yeah. Well, what it is a competition that's going to it's going to last through February, March, into April. Mm-hmm. Round one has 32 of our county's best singers and songwriters, all playing four a night. This will be every Wednesday in February, going into March, into April. We will take four of these who will compete, and this is a casual community competition. There's been a little bit of railing against even the word competition to some people. It's the C word, and
right.
I don't know. But, I'm on the opposite end of that. I think standing up to your peers, alongside of them, seeing what they've got, basing what you do against what they've got in a community sense is great for you. Where else are you going to chance to do that?
Sure.
I think in the bigger picture, if we all did that in the entire country, competition, we make ourselves better by judging against ourselves and our friends and our peers.
Sure.
So that's why I'm doing it. It's a casual community competition.
And who's eligible to participate in this?
Actually, all the spots have been filled at this point.
Oh,
actually,
really?
It's amazing that I during our last rainstorm, this is what the rains did for me. It allowed me the chance to woodshed with my computer and just go down my list, because some people have asked me, where did you find all the artists to do this? I booked 32 artists in 4 days. How in the world did you do that? And I arranged all their dates for performance and got their information back and everything necessary to do that. And I said, I didn't just troll down the list of open mics. I went back to my list of I've known you playing music for 20 or 30 years. And how long has it been since you sat in a chair and played your songs for people? And so those are the people that I actually went to and asked for, information on how they might participate. And people jumped on it so fast. I was really pleased.
There's so many talented singer-songwriters in Sonoma.
In doing this, I began to realize how many in numbers, because even though I booked the 32, I've got an ongoing list of people who still want to be involved. And I've now got a list as a fill-in because it's a 2.5 month thing.
Right.
So,
and what I really like about it is that it's not only on one night. It's going to be over several nights. So tell us about the different rounds, what's involved.
Yeah, round one, like I said, we have 32 artists competing four per night. They'll be judged by three judges. Mm-hmm. They're judged in musicianship, stage presence, and songwriting skills.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's a loose competition. Round two will be eight of the top from the round one. They will compete and end up in the finals. The finals will be four artists who will compete for. One will be eliminated. The top three will go into a final grand show. And that's really what we're doing. We're not offering a shiny guitar, $10,000 as a prize.
This is going to be just incredible. So this is the Sonoma County Singer-Songwriter Competition. It's going to be held at the Redwood Cafe. People want more information about the show dates and all, how do they do that?
You can go to my website, go to viralmediaart.com, look up at my top list. You'll see Sonoma County Singer-Songwriter Comp and follow that. You'll see the guidelines for the competition and take you over to the Facebook group page where you can communicate.
Randy, I wish we had more time. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface here, but thank you for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Michael.
And
my pleasure.
Thank you for listening. I'm Michael O'Brien on KRCB, filling in for Roland on Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.